The author of the blog claimed to be Amina Abdullah Araf al-Omari, a 35-year-old half-Syrian, half-American lesbian living in Damascus. In passionate postings over several months, she criticised the Syrian president Bashar al-Assad and wrote about the difficulties of daily life in Damascus during a time of political unrest. She even gave interviews via email to international news outlets. When a family member claimed last week that Amina had been abducted by suspected government agents, a Facebook campaign sprang up in her defence. But her story also began to unravel. A picture on Facebook, apparently of her, turned out to be someone else. The American embassy had no record of a citizen with dual nationality matching her identity, and no one was able to say they'd actually met her. On Sunday night, Tom McMaster, a 40-year-old American man studying in Edinburgh, finally admitted he was the sole author of the posts. In an online apology, he said that while Amina may have been a fiction, the postings had not been meant maliciously. He said the blog had created an important voice for issues he felt strongly about. But while the hoax has sparked a furious reaction on Twitter, it's also highlighted the apparent ease with which social networking sites can be used to trick some sections of the public and the media.